理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 10. A Study of Two Handwritings. Mr. Utterson walked home slowly. He was thinking deeply about the letter he had in his pocket. Since Poole had not seen a messenger, the letter must have been brought to the laboratory door. Perhaps Hyde had used his key to enter the laboratory and had written the letter in the doctor's office. In his heart, Utterson was worried that Hyde might not have truly written the letter. He decided to show the letter to a person whose opinions he trusted, Mr. Guest, his longtime employee. Mr. Utterson told his servant to make a fire in the library fireplace and bring in a good bottle of wine. He then invited Mr. Guest into the library for a chat and filled two glasses. Mr. Guest was one of the most intelligent men that Utterson knew. Guest was also interested in some uncommon activities, like the study of people's handwriting. The lawyer had decided to show him Hyde's letter and ask him if he could tell him anything about the handwriting. Mr. Guest had known Dr. Jekyll for many years, and Utterson had told him about Hyde's friendship with him. The lawyer did not keep any secrets from his employee, mostly because he had learned a long time ago that Mr. Guest was a man of great honor, especially about all things relating to business. Utterson knew that Mr. Guest would be silent on the matter of Hyde. Guest was a silent man, maybe as silent as Utterson himself. He was also like his employer in his love of good wine. The two men sat silently together for several minutes, drinking their wine slowly. Mr. Guest held the wine glass up and looked at it with great appreciation. He smiled.
"Mr. Utterson, sir, we have tasted many fine wines together, but this one I believe is the best." "Yes, I agree with you. Most excellent, Mr. Guest."
Utterson let a few more minutes pass while they tasted the wine. Then he sat up a little and said,
"This terrible affair about Sir Danvers is very sad. Sad for us and for all of London." "Yes, sir. The people are quite angry about the cruelty of the crime, especially against a man of the Parliament. The murderer must be crazy."
Mr. Utterson moved his head closer to Guest and spoke in a low voice.
"I want to ask for your opinion about that subject. After you have studied this letter, it was written in the murderer's own handwriting. I am not yet sure what to do with it."
"Really, sir? A letter written by the murderer? Quite interesting indeed."
Mr. Guest's calm voice sounded a little bit excited, though perhaps it was just the effects of the wine. Utterson had given him the wine for just that reason. Mr. Utterson handed the letter to Mr. Guest.
"This letter is, of course, completely private."
Mr. Guest nodded his head and immediately put down his wine and studied the letter.
"This handwriting is very strange. But it does not seem that this man is crazy."
Just then, the servant came in with a note. Mr. Utterson put it down on the table. Mr. Guest looked at it.
"Is that a letter from Dr. Jekyll, sir?"
he asked. Mr. Utterson nodded his head.
"I thought I recognized his handwriting,"
continued Mr. Guest.
"Is it a private note, Mr. Utterson?" "No, it's just a dinner invitation. Why, would you like to see it?"
"Could I? Just for a minute,"
said Mr. Guest as he picked up Dr. Jekyll's note and held it beside Hyde's letter. He stared at the two and nodded his head several times. At last, he put both papers down on the table.
"Thank you, sir. I am finished studying them. Most interesting."
Again the room became silent. Mr. Utterson could see that his employee was, as usual, keeping his ideas to himself. So he reached out and lightly hit his hand on the back of his employee's chair and said,
"Well, Mr. Guest, no need for secrets with me. Why did you compare the two? What have you discovered?"
Mr. Guest answered calmly,
"Well, sir, the two handwritings are very similar. In many ways, they are exactly the same, except the letters slope differently." "Are you saying that they are the same except for the slope of the letters?"
cried Utterson in surprise.
"Yes, sir,"
said Guest as he reached for his glass again. Mr. Utterson was not thinking about the wine now.
"Mr. Guest, I must remind you that this is a private matter,"
he said quietly. His clerk nodded.
"Oh, yes, I understand, sir."
Then Guest stood up and returned to his office. When Guest left the room, Utterson sat still for a while, thinking. Then, suddenly, like he had come to a decision, the lawyer stood up and locked Hyde's letter away in his safe, planning never to take it out again. As he closed the safe door, he thought to himself,
"The people of London cannot know that Henry Jekyll, my client and dear friend, has forged a letter for a violent murderer in order to trick the police.